Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Welcome to 2023 Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and welcome once again to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing When I Get Home. Right after that, we're going to go into part two of the message.
Since I've heard about a better home, I would leave this old world with all its own. Just slip away most any day to heaven's shore. I'll find sweet rest beyond the gate forevermore. Yes, I'll reach home, oh praise the Lord, some sweet day after a while, when I walk up that great Milky Way. Goodbye, old world, good morning there before the throne.
Chapter 4 and verse number 12. No man that's seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. God is trying to get us to see some things. Verse number 14, if you go back to that section, verse 14 says, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now, my whole thought process behind all this was to bring you to this thought. When Jesus was down there in Samaria, he was talking to a woman at the well. He began to talk to her a little while, and he began to tell her things. He asked her for a drink. You remember that? And he told that lady, he said, listen here. He said, I have water that you know not of. He said, you drink of my water, you'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. And this is what he said to her. He that believeth on me, believeth, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. What's he saying? He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. Maybe you'll get that tomorrow. How many of y'all believe in the wind? Raise your hand. Oh, let me tell you, friend, I'm going to tell you something. The last couple of days, man, ain't none of us can say we don't believe in the wind. I tell you, say, why, preacher, we've seen the effects of it. Why, we cannot see it, amen. We sure can feel it, amen. And you can see the effects of what the wind does. John chapter 3, verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That's weird, isn't it? Brother Major, we can't go back in our mama's womb again. There ain't no way my mama would have a fit. No, that's not what he's saying. He's not talking about that. He's speaking about us spiritually, amen. Not a physical birth, but a spiritual birth. But when Jesus was born, it was the other way around. It wasn't a spiritual birth. We understand we've talked about the spirit already, but man, it was a physical birth. I'm telling you this morning, he said, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. And so it is with one that is born of the Spirit. Amen. Listen, I tell you, you can't see him in me this morning, but I will tell you, you sure can see the effects of God upon my life. If you start analyzing a little while, you'll start seeing what God has done inside of me and changed me forever. I'll never be the same since he took a hold of my life. You'll never be the same either if you ever get born again. No man has seen God at any time. Now, there's a principle taught in Scripture called a theophany. And what I mean by a theophany basically is an appearance of God. However, theophanies don't always mean that God appears in the form of a man. Can I give you, for instance, can I give you an example of a theophany real quick? Moses was there in Exodus chapter number 3, and Moses is speaking to a burning bush. How many of y'all ever stopped and spoke to a burning bush? Kind of weird, right? But what's really weird is the fact that the bush was talking to him. I mean, Moses is speaking to the bush, but the bush is also responding and speaking back to him. Strange, isn't it? Chapter 3, verse number 5 said this. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take off your sandals from off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. There was so much holiness. There was so much righteousness. There was so much awe that Moses said, wait. Wait a minute. And the Bible says he hid his face, afraid to look upon God. Can I tell you, the brightness was so bright he couldn't see him. The brightness of the holiness of God was so much that he couldn't stand it. Amen. While he was talking to this burning bush, that burning bush seemed to be analyzing all of him, and he couldn't handle that holiness and the presence of God there. One portion of the conversation, we get to the place, that theophany. Moses asked God this question. He begins to ask, he said, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent you. Now, let me give you another place where a theophany is found. It's found in the book of Joshua, chapter number 5. And verse number 13, we get down there. Let's see. Let's go over to Joshua chapter number 5 real quick. Now, listen. They've been in Egypt. They've been in the wilderness. They've been eating that manna. But now they're getting to a place where they've done crossed Jordan. And they're headed to the promised land. And they're facing some battles. We get down there, and the children of Israel just left the wilderness. They've been to Gilgal, and the word of God says that manna had ceased, and they began to eat of some old corn. Look at verse 13. And it came to pass, is that right? When Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and he looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and he said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And the man turned around and the man replied like him. He said, no. He said, nay. That's to say this, neither. I'm not for you and I'm not for your enemy. I'm the one in charge. This is what he says. But as the captain of the Lord of hosts, captain, chief, overseer. Y'all with me this morning? But as the captain of the Lord of hosts, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. And he said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord of hosts said unto Joshua, loose off thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And Joshua did so. How in the world is it possible that this same, look here, the same theophany, the same type man, the same type holiness, how is it possible that it works with Moses and it also works for Joshua? It's got to be the same character. It has to be the same character. Hang in there. Well, think about this. I believe that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the same God that spoke to Moses out of the burning bush, the same God, listen to me, the same God that was there is the same God that's laying in the manger. I tell you, that same God that spoke to Moses was the same God, look here, that was also talking to Joshua down there in Jericho. I tell you, he's the same God. And I believe that the same baby that the wise men came to visit was the same one that identified as the Lord of hosts. In the Old Testament, his name was, y'all remember, I Am. Remember he told Moses, he said, before he got into the thick of the things going on in Egypt, he said, you don't ever tell him, but I Am sent you. Y'all remember that? When Jesus got in his battle, he came to be arrested. Y'all remember? Y'all remember what Jesus said to the guards that came to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus said over in John chapter number 18, then Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests, the Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Verse 4 says, Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Then answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. You don't reckon, do you, that the same voice that spoke to Moses out of the burning bush was the same voice that spoke to the men that night there in the Garden of Gethsemane? Now, what I'm trying to tell you is notice what took place when he said that. The next verse says, and as soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. You know why, friend? I'll tell you why. They are standing on holy ground. Amen. It was the same God that no man had seen God at any time. But when there in Mary's womb, amen, came the living God, amen. I'm telling you this morning, the Bible said in John chapter number 1, verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's God in the flesh. Amen. Thank God. If you'll get a hold of that, friend, it'll do something for you.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.